It's the Valley Sports Radio pregame show as we get ready for the Class 2 championship game, the Strasburg Rams facing the Glenver Highlanders, with the kickoff coming at the bottom of the hour. Earlier this week, I was able to talk to some of the players on this Rams squad and get their input on playing in today's title game. First up, the quarterback and defensive back, Braden Huff.
First of all, just tell me what you think about playing in the championship for a second year in a row.
I think it's pretty awesome. It's definitely a great opportunity that we get to have, especially we did it last year. We didn't get the outcome we wanted, and so this year we get to go back for some revenge.
Yeah. What's it like getting ready for a second year in a row? Is it easier this time around?
I think we're definitely less nervous, and we're definitely going there. Last year I feel like we were okay with just being there, but this year I feel like we're definitely ready and we want to go win, for sure.
Got a purpose this time.
Yeah, for sure.
What's it like running this system where you turn around and hand off all game, then they're asking you to throw a pass and come up with a big play? What's that like in preparation for you?
I just do whatever they ask me. I like to do my job and do it to the fullest, and whatever it takes for us to win, that's what I'll do.
They ever call a play in, all right, we're going to do fullback dive, and you say, forget that. Everybody go long. You ever do one of those numbers?
Nah, but they'll call like a fullback dive, and I'll just sneak it.
There you go. That's a good plan. Speaking of passing, you got a pretty good passer you're all going to face. What's the game plan going on against them?
Definitely got to give credit to that guy. He's definitely a good quarterback, but I think our five guys up front will get through and get to him. And if we can get to him and not get anything behind us in the secondary, I think we'll be fine.
Braden Huff, defensive back and quarterback, maybe his arm will be the difference in this game as he leads the Rams in the state championship contest for the second year in a row. Well, now on to his teammate in the offensive backfield and the defensive secondary, Brady Knight.
You had a big game last week against Pecos and two interceptions, and what'd you feel like the way things turned out for you?
I think it turned out how it should have, how it was supposed to. And I think that if we go into this game with the same mindset, it's going to be the same way.
And then on offense, do you like the way you ran the ball?
Yeah. I think I need to score more touchdowns.
More touchdowns. Yeah, that's always better, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you're gonna be tested again on Saturday against Glenver, against a team that likes to throw the ball a lot. So you're going to be busy again.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
And then offense, it might have to turn into a game like against Central, where you run for over 100 yards. So if you're ready to pick it up on offense, you're going to have to be there too.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Some words from Brady Knight. He wants more touchdowns. Hopefully he'll get his shot today. Well, here's the man who lines up beside him in the backfield and also plays linebacker, Lincoln Bosworth.
Just like Brady, you got to be ready to run the football. If it calls on you, like the first game against Central, where you had to, you know, run the ball 20-some times, got 100-plus yards, what's the mindset for you going into a game like that?
I'm just always prepared to get the ball, and I got to rely on my line. They always do a good job. It's just it's exciting for me.
Yeah, and you got two touchdowns last week. Got to be great to get in the end zone for a playoff game.
Yeah, it's awesome. I like it.
Yeah. What's it been like for you this week getting ready for another title shot?
I'm super locked in. I think we all are. I'm excited. I'm ready. And I've just been working hard at practice.
Yeah, looking forward to getting back on that field?
Yes, sir. 100%.
Yeah. You know, you're kind of playing in their backyard, and they're going to have a lot of fans there, hoping there's going to be a lot of purple on your side.
Yeah, I think we're all going to come out and support. I think we'll have a lot of fans.
What do you think about all the people who make the long trips, especially like last week to Pecos? And it's got to feel great to look over in the stands and see them full on a road game.
Yeah, I'm super grateful for them. They always come out and support and be loud, and it's great.
Lincoln Bosworth coming off a solid game with two rushing touchdowns last week. Last year, he ran for 58 yards in the championship game. And I know he'd like to do even better here today. Now let's go to the trenches. And first up, the lineman who was All-State last year, both offense and defense, Jacob Britton.
I think everyone's super pumped. I mean, we went there last year. I just feel like we were just okay with being there.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, I feel like we have a pretty high chance of bringing the state title home.
Now, Coach was saying that he thought that getting to Pecosin last week felt like y'all hadn't left. Did you have that feeling too?
Yeah, we went there the first time we played them. You know, it was a close game, but the way we played the first time wasn't at our best, but when we went down the next time, it just everything felt like it was supposed to be.
Yeah. And then it starts off with the sack and the fumble early on. That had to be awesome.
Yeah, I feel like that really changed the momentum of the game with them getting the ball first. And, you know, we had an offsides to give them the first down, and then the next play we get the ball right back. So that felt pretty good.
What was it like playing against those guys? We heard all about their line, how big they were. They got a D1 guy playing over there. What was it like to, just really get to them?
Coach Lamb preached all week about how the line needs to step up, and if we play good, we'll win, and if we don't play good, that's the reason we'll lose. So that was a big factor, and I feel like the line played their butts off the whole game, so that really played a big factor.
All right, well, what's the key to win on Saturday?
Staying together and not turning on each other. If, you know, we get in tough situations.
Yeah.
They have a good quarterback, so there's going to be some deep balls and whatnot thrown, so we just have to stay together.
All right, Jacob Britton set the tone with his strip sack last week at Pocosin, and we'll look for some big plays out of him again today. And finally, the guy who was almost a one-man wrecking crew against Pocosin last week, Hudson Conrad.
Well, tell me, what were your thoughts on last week's game against Pocosin?
I think it went as planned. I mean, we went down there and we executed 2 years in a row.
Yeah, and like I was talking with Jacob, you're playing against a team. You heard all about how solid their offense was, especially the line, how big they was. They got a guy who's wanted by everybody, every college in the country. I saw more of you than I did of him.
Yeah, we've been hearing things left and right about Carter Jones, but he low-key wasn't a threat to us, and I feel like our line really stepped up because Coach Lamb was preaching to us that we needed to step up the game on our line, and that would be a turning point in the game.
Yeah, and the sum of your all's total was better than his solo performance, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, you got another D1 guy that you're going to face this week, and a pretty good quarterback going to Charlotte, has set all kinds of records. What's the game plan?
Our key is our pressure on the quarterback, our defensive line putting a lot of pressure on the quarterback. He's a shifty guy. He has a good arm, and if we put enough pressure on him, we could collapse our whole offense.
Yeah, and you got to finish because he's hard to bring down, too. I saw the tape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's a 6'4 or something like that.
Six
big
four,
boy.
Six, yeah.
We have big boys to bring down.
Yeah, so. Yeah, you do. And then on offense, I think y'all might have a size advantage against their D-line. But you got to open up holes again. You did it against Pocosin last week, and got to do it again here Saturday.
Yes, sir. We just need to come down there because last year we were really tight. And I feel like us being there last year, we'll be playing a lot looser and have more momentum on the field.
A confident Hudson Conrad that he and his teammates can get the job done today and finally bring a state football title to Strasburg.